Good morning. Welcome to worship on the 29th of March, 2020. Come to worship this morning. We are connected by God's Spirit, hoping for a glimpse of the Holy, the one who brooded over creation, who engulfed a bush in flame, who made a path through the waters and who rolled away the tombstone. Come, we are connected by God's Spirit, hoping for a whisper of truth. The Word who first spoke in the silence, the voice who raged with the prophet's zeal, the host who sang of peace on earth, and the teacher who blessed the humble and poor. Come to worship today. We, though far, are connected by God's Spirit. Amen. Our first reading for today is from Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 to 14. The Valley of Dry Bones. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.'" So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off.' Therefore prophesy and say to them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it," declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 1 to 45. It's a long reading and the account of the raising of Lazarus. If you haven't read it yet, I suggest you now pause this audio recording to read it. Let us pray. God of replenishment and restoration, we ask you to refresh us by your word today. Once again, we have had a week of perfectly timed lectionary readings. What better at the end of a fortnight like we have just had to read about new life, dry bones becoming flesh and breath, and the raising of Lazarus from the dead. How wonderful for us to be reminded of this as we journey through Lent and await the resurrection of Jesus, our Christ and our Messiah himself, on Easter Sunday. In the Gospel of John this week, we are told that when their brother Lazarus becomes ill, Mary and Martha sent a message to Jesus to let him know that the one he loved was sick. And we may be surprised to read that Jesus stays where he was for 2 more days before leaving to walk to Judea. And we learn that when he finally gets to Mary and Martha's home, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Throughout the account, we see a very calm Jesus. He doesn't seem fazed by the turn of events at all. He's not rushed. But he also seems to be very aware of the reality of the events. He says things plainly, like, "Lazarus is dead." Let us walk by the light of day because we'll stumble at night. "I'm going to wake Lazarus up so that you can believe." This won't end in death, but it's for God's glory and to show that I am the resurrection and the life. "Your brother will rise again." We have a picture of a very calm, very purposeful, and very confident Jesus throughout the 4 days. We have a Jesus secure in who he is as God's Son and secure in the power of God to restore life. Similarly, in the Ezekiel reading, we have a prophet absolutely confident and assured that God knows what God is doing. When God asks him, "Son of man, can these bones live?" he answers, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." And then he continues to follow God's instructions, and the people who were once dry bones are restored to life in God's time. The last week has felt a bit like living in the 4 days of Lazarus's death. Can you imagine the panic, sadness, anxiety, and frustration of his sisters and friends, and even Jesus' disciples? Why was Jesus not rushing to heal him like he had done to so many others before? We can recognize our own moments of despair, anxiety, and grief as we wait with the uncertainty of what this pandemic will bring to our country and the world. Why has it happened? Why is God not doing anything now? We can learn a few things from the readings this week. Firstly, it's not about Jesus the man. It is about the power of God. Jesus the human, like each one of us, would have been rushing to try and control things, to fix things, to solve the problem. But here Jesus is calm, and completely trusting in God's sovereignty. He has a vision of God's power beyond what humans can comprehend. Jesus sees into a future where God is at work and is able to do the impossible to restore someone's life. He is focused not only on the present, but also on what is to come in God's time. In a similar way, Ezekiel is given a vision beyond death from God. He sees the bones coming to life again and sees God's power in that place of grief. Ezekiel knows that nothing is impossible with God. I've had my share of anxiety, despair, and wanting to control things this week beyond what I'm able to do, like the physical distancing and taking care of others, which we all can do. But this week I've been encouraged to put my faith in the God who can do the impossible, and the God who is beyond the grave and death. Our hope is in God's power to restore our wastelands to life, whether they be death, compromised health, depressed economy and financial losses. In our valley of dry bones, God is our strength and refuge. We are in the 4 days of waiting. This is where our faith counts. It is where we need to find the meaning, our meaning, because it will be different for all of us. This is where we give up what we can't control and wait in confidence and calm hope that God will raise us, our nation, and the world to a new life. On one particularly stressful night this week, when I felt burdened by all the stories of disappointment and concern around, I remembered a sermon I had heard preached by Reverend Dr. Mvume Dandala when I spent a year in formation at the Methodist Seminary of Southern Africa in 2013. When describing the harsh political and economic realities of life in South Africa, he kept on repeating, "Take it to the foot of the cross. Take it to the foot of the cross." And so I found peace that night, imagining I was taking off layer after layer after layer of clothing, all representing the burdens of different people, and laid them at the foot of the cross. There were things I was wearing that I could not control, but God can. Visualizing leaving these things in God's power not only relieved my anxieties, but it enables God to act freely in sovereignty because I and my ego is out the way. It's a form of prayer in which I can then be the calm and confident and trusting Jesus in the gospel account. So I encourage you, take off your burdens and lay them in the shadow of the cross. The cross reminds us that God became flesh so that God would understand our wounds and hurts and our own brokenness. God knows these but is not concerned because death is defeated and there is life beyond the grave. There is no sting in the Easter Sunday resurrection. We don't know what the end game of this pandemic is, nor how things will play out in Australia and around the world. We do know that there's never been a lockdown and shutdown on such a global scale like this in our lifetimes. We do know that thousands more will be infected and they will suffer mild or severe symptoms. But the good news is that we do not need a spirit of fear. Our God is a God of new life, of restoration, resurrection, and of hope. Our God can do the seemingly impossible. Praise be to God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Let us pray together. Awesome God, we put our trust in you today and we lay our burdens down at the foot of the cross. Here we are, our fears, our despair, our loved ones, ourselves. We lay ourselves down and then we go and rest alongside still waters and quiet streams. Thank you that you understand what it is like to be vulnerable and human. Thank you that you can also bring life to our valley of dry bones. We praise you and worship you today, in spirit and in truth. Amen. If you'd like to listen to some songs and find them on YouTube or on the internet, songs I thought would be good today is "Be Thou My Vision," "God Is Able," "Cast Your Burdens Onto Jesus," and "God Is My Strength and Refuge." Friends and family in Christ at Living Water Uniting Church, go out into the world this week knowing that we are connected in spirit and that the Word of God is powerful. Go knowing that The God of the impossible is always present with you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.